DeepEnglish.com. James Harrison has saved the lives of over 2 million babies. His blood contains a very rare antibody called Anti-D, which has been used to create a vaccine for Rhesus disease. This condition causes the antibodies in the mother's blood to attack the red blood cells in the unborn baby's cells. Rhesus disease was fatal for thousands of babies a year until the Anti-D vaccine was discovered using James's blood. James's amazing life-saving story started in 1951. At the age of 14, he had a lung removed. During that 11-hour operation, he lost 13 liters of blood. The blood he received that day during the operation was from unknown donors. The next day, after hearing what happened, he promised to become a blood donor. James kept his word. He literally and figuratively rolled up his sleeves and got to work. He has given blood nearly every week since the age of 18. Today, he holds the world record for the most blood donated by one person. His nickname is the Man with the Golden Arm. This is not only for the amount of blood he's given over his life, but also because of the miracle-like effects that his blood has. When a mother with Rhesus disease gets the vaccine made from James's blood, lives are saved. One of these mothers just so happened to be his daughter, who successfully gave birth to his grandson Scott after receiving the vaccine. The rare Anti-D antibodies in James's blood are necessary for making the Anti-D vaccine. There are only 50 other people in Australia who have this rare type of blood. James is in his 80s now, and according to Australian law, he will have to retire from donating blood soon. When that happens, other miracle blood donors will have to step up. People call James a hero, but he doesn't think it's a big deal. Ironically, James has a fear of needles and blood. He has never watched the needle go into his arm and always looks away. This hasn't stopped him from donating blood over 1,000 times and saving the lives of millions.